Shir number 23, we are now beginning Perek Aleph of Shara Bitochain. Last time we finished the Psicha. Mahus HaBitochain Hi. What is the definition of Bitochain? Says the Chayvis HaLevavis. And again, as we mentioned last time, this chapter of Shara Bitochain is short and to the point. It's one paragraph. It is very important to understand. And it serves as a summary of what we are working towards. What is bitachon? Minuchas hanefesh shabal habitachon. Bitachon is the tranquility and calm of the bala bitachon. V'sheyia liboy samuch al mi shehu boiteach alav. And this boiteach possesses this tranquility and calmness when his heart has total reliance on Hashem. Shehu oises mashu toy v'nochan avurai. Hashem, who does all that is best for him. Badover shehu boiteach alav. Behetem liyecholtoi v'diyosei badvarim shehem l'teivosei. In any matter that a person relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Badover shehu boiteach alav. In anything that he relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehu oises behetem liyecholtoi v'diyosei badvarim shehem l'teivosei. According to Hashem's unlimited power, his yecholos, v'diyosei, and his knowledge, badvarim shehem l'teivosei, about what is good for the Baal HaBitachon. The Baal HaBitachon is calm because he relies on Hashem, and he knows Hashem does only what's best for me in what I'm relying on him, and it's according to Hashem's unlimited power. And Hashem's knowledge that he knows what is good for me. He knows what's best for me. Acho ikur badover shehu boiteach alav. The major idea of bitachain. Acho ikur asher mikoichay nikva bitachain b'lev ha'adam. The main thing which allows for bitachain to be established in the heart of a person, v'shabilade en labitachon metzias huzeh, and without it, bitachon has no existence, is the following. Sheyeliboy batuach. The person's heart has to be assured. Shemi shehu boiteach boi yekayim es masha amar. That the one he's relying on, meaning Hashem, will deliver what he said. V'yaseh mashiv tiach, and he will keep his promises. V'af yaseh loy toivus keila shaloyiv tiach loy, and he will do kindnesses to him, even things he didn't promise. V'lo yischayev la'asoyson, and that he is not obligated, Hashem is not obligated to do, b'tar nedav of a chesed. It's going to be as someone who is giving a chesed, a nedava, a gift. So total belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu means the following after this chapter. And this is summarized by the Lev Toiv. Number one, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's best for me. Number two, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to do and help me. Number three, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts only for my benefit. Number four, Hashem fulfills His promises. And number five, Hashem gives good things to people even when He didn't promise it, and even if the person doesn't deserve it, Hashem provides through His chesed, His kindness, unedivus, and His generosity. And that is what a Baal HaBitachon is. This Baal HaBitachon who knows those five yesoidos that the Chayvus HaLevavos just listed, that person is tranquil and he is calm. And that's something very important, because tranquility and calmness is what a person needs to really serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person's stressed and a person is full of worries and anxiety, so they can't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and truthfully they don't enjoy life as well. They're full of all different types of problems. And these bring health problems as well. Tranquility, the Sipurnei tells us in the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, L'chein hinenei noisen lo yez brisi shalom. Hashem says, I'm giving to Pinchas brisi shalom. Says the Sipurnei, ki ahefsid, why do things break down? Why doesn't a person live forever? Why is it that it has to break down? He says, because there's isnagdus, there's conflicting emotions, there's conflict in the person. And when a person has conflict, so slowly but surely, there's a breakdown. And that's what anxiety and that's what stress does to a person. It's an emotion, however, it has a physiological effect. Doctors, I just recently spoke to a doctor who said that it's clear to them that emotions have a physiological effect on a person. They're not sure why that is or how that works, but it's clear. And I said to them, Shlomo HaMelech already told us, Verekev atzomois kina, jealousy rots bones. I said, we may have thought that meant metaphorically. However, science is now catching up to understand that Shlomo HaMelech meant it simply. Jealousy, which is an emotion, actually has a physical effect on a person, on their body, on their state of being. And it's with all emotions like that as well. And a b'teach is a person who has tranquility, a person who's calm. He has bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only does that help a person live a longer life, live more of a quality of life. Of course, it's not the key to long life. There's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam who decides how long a person's mission is in this world. However, it does, in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's hashara of how long, tranquility and calmness and being at peace certainly affects a person's physical health as well. And not only that, it of course affects the person's ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be an Oved of Hashem. So, the first chapter of the Shaar Bitachon, of these five important concepts of what a Beteach means, what Bitachon means, are the key to a person living a tranquil and a calm life.